Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I am coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, holding it down on the boards in New York City. And thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. You here in Atlanta with me? Good. Are you in like Buffalo? Good. You in Baltimore? Good. You in Kansas? Great. Are you in Iowa? What's up, Iowa? Good. Hello, California. Shout out to all my friends in Canada, people in Texas, Louisiana, Florida, wherever you at, thank you for listening. You can always lock in any minute, any second on the free Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Thank you to people listening live on their local affiliates. If you got SiriusXM, the channel is 158. And if you got a smart speaker, you ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Boom. That simple, that easy. How about this? Boston Celtics going on a run here. Where the hell did the score go? 42-27. Yeah, 7 minutes to go in the first half. The Celtics are leading these Pacers up in Boston. Take a look at this box score real fast. What does this look like? Oh, damn. Halliburton 5, Siakam 4, McConnell 7. Okay. Jaylen Brown is angry tonight. 17 points. And Jason Tatum has 4. So we'll keep you up to date on the Celtics and Pacers as I hang out here with the show. The Western Conference Finals for the NHL, the Stars and the Oilers, nothing. 7 minutes to go in the first period, not a damn thing going on. 0-2-0. Hey, thank you so much to our guests tonight. About 40 minutes ago, we had Chris Fedor, who covers the NBA for Cleveland.com, also a 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland. He came by to talk about the Cavaliers firing J.B. Bickerstaff. Also, earlier in the show, we had a guest. You can hear him here on the Infinity Sports Network every weekday at 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific time. Bill Ryder came through and joined us, NBA insider for CBS, as well as a host here, as I said. So good to chat it up with both of those gentlemen. We heard from Dan Campbell. He's like, it's Super Bowl a bust. Well, not really. A matter of fact, don't take my word for what Dan Campbell said. Listen to what Dan Campbell had to say about the Lions and their potential to win a Super Bowl. Listen to him.
I don't see bust. I see Super Bowl. I don't know what the bust is. So here's what I know, man. We all know every team ought to have that, right? Every team ought to be like, man, what are you playing for? You're playing for a Super Bowl. So we're no different than that. But I think, yeah, we know that now. We work backwards from there. And so you got to set yourself up no different than last year. Certain things you got to do to really make that valid, make that a reality. So, And so that's, yeah, ultimately that's what we want to do. Now, to do that, you better win the division. You got to give yourself the best odds you can, right? You need to win the division. You need to, the best seeding you possibly do.
Hickey, did you hear that smart aleck in the back? And he asked him, Super Bowl or bust? And he's like, I don't see bust. And the guy goes, Super Bowl or nothing. Dan Campbell should have said, what do you think, I'm stupid? You don't think I know what bust means? He should have. Dan Campbell is an intimidating fella.
I was going to say, should have went back there.
Went back there what?
What'd you say, buddy?
Oh.
So, what was it? You trying to explain what to me?
You know what? As intimidating and physically imposing as he could be, I got to give him credit for never doing that with the media. You don't see that from him. You don't. Am I missing something, right?
No, you're right. He's never threatened anybody. No. We'll be talking about it if that's the case.
I have seen him cry more than I've seen him be aggressive. Imagine if he had the disposition of Vrabel or Belichick. He'd be scaring the daylights out of people.
Yeah, that would be, I mean, he'd be scaring players even.
He'd be a psycho.
The best shape of their life.
Yeah, he'd be a psycho. He wouldn't have a job. Good for Dan Campbell. Yeah, Lions, Super Bowl or nothing. If he doesn't gamble things away. Hey, we also talked about Dak Prescott. Dallas Cowboys already using his own quote against him. Put it up on YouTube. Not playing for money. Dak is like, oh, man, looking at the stars and looking at the Mavericks. It's inspiring, and the pressure is nice for the Cowboys. Let's be real. It doesn't matter what happens with the Mavericks or the stars. The Cowboys are still going to be ass, okay? They'll be average at best or good enough to go to the postseason and then be eliminated. Like, same old, nothing new in that regard. And Dak Prescott, yeah, he's feeling the pressure in his contract year. And the Dallas Cowboys got to be feeling some pressure, too, because what are the options if they don't add him or re-sign him? Wild world. Welcome to Jerry's world. Anyway, speaking of pressure, last night as I got the hell up on out of here, not only did we have the Western Conference Finals in the NBA Game 1 between the Wolves and the Mavs end up winning because the Wolves were tired. I got home and I sure as hell didn't watch this one, but Caitlin Clark lost again. It's normal. There's a reason why she was selected number one by the Indiana Fever, because the Fever sucked last year. And so now her team is 0-5. Last night they lose to the Storm in Seattle 85-83. She has another solid game. Seems like things are getting better for her. 21 points, 7 rebounds, 7 assists, only 3 turnovers. A little different than the 8-9 turnovers that she was kind of flipping the ball around so far early in the season. And so when you're used to competing for national championships in college, and then things switch over, and now your team stinks, and now you are going through a learning curve, how do you feel? I mean, we talk about pressure. Come on now. Is anybody feeling more pressure right now than Caitlin Clark? Yeah, we could think about the guys in the playoffs, NHL, MLB, guys work, hoping for a contract, what have you. Caitlin Clark got to be feeling some pressure too. Big expectations, trash talking. You don't think she knows LeBron is sticking up for her and Charles Barkley sticking up for her? You don't think she has heard the criticism? Of course she has. And she spoke to the media and she said, yeah, we're 0-5, but you got to stay positive.
These two definitely hurt the most. Like, we're, what, 6 points away from being 2-3 instead of 0-5. Like, I don't remember what we lost to Connecticut by, but, like, we're just, like, it's just that close. And there's so many instances of going back and watching the film of, like, little things that you can easily fix and clean up that would go a really long way, and possibly it wouldn't even come down to one possession. So I think you have to find confidence in that, especially, you know, at this point being 0-5, like, if you just, you know, get upset by it, I don't think that's going to be too beneficial for us. And obviously we had two more games on this road trip, and you got to find a way to continue to be positive.
Yeah, 85-83 was the loss last night. On Monday, her team, the Fever, lost to Connecticut 88-84. The Connecticut Sun is actually a good team. And there's going to be more losing. And so if you got tickets to go see Caitlin Clark, prepare to see her. Maybe she lights it up. but be prepared to see her lose. Sorry. Hickey, was that too harsh? Was that that's the truth, right?
Hey, as they say, right? Truth hurts sometimes.
I'm going to see her when she comes here to Atlanta. I said that. I have no expectations. I'm just going to go see what happens. Have you ever gone somewhere just to see what happens? Like, you don't have, like, an invested interest. You just want to witness and you just want to go somewhere to go somewhere. You do that, Hickey?
Oh, yeah. Keep expectations low and just kind of see what happens. It's very refreshing.
Yeah, I don't have no expectations of her, the team. I know her and Aaliyah Boston. Hickey, you want to play that game too?
No.
Let's play the game of who else plays on the Indiana Fever. The last person I know was Tamika Catchings, and Tamika is in the Hall of Fame. She doesn't play basketball anymore. I think she's actually a part of management now. Almost certain of that. Anyway, yeah, Caitlin Clark are feeling a lot of pressure. And how about this? You know, earlier in the show, we talked to Bill Ryder. You can always listen to him, Ryder Than You, here mornings on the Infinity Sports Network. And I asked him, he's out in Los Angeles. I asked him about Bronny James, which he saw in person last week at the Combine, the NBA Combine in Chicago. And Bill Ryder did not share anything that I think most of us are unfamiliar with. He's a prospect, but a big part of like what's going on with him, and these are my words, is that he's LeBron's son. And so, yeah, you can do great in shooting drills individually. You can play a great off man in a scrimmage. I've seen him play. I've seen him playing with my own eyes as a kid. He doesn't make mistakes. He's very smart. He's no dummy on the basketball court. Whether or not he has the physical skills is a different situation. Now, having said that, I got to share with you, you know, some of these. Hickey, you ready for this? These are some evaluations from an NBA scout regarding Bronny. You ready?
Oh, yeah. Let's hear it.
There's two scouts here. Most of this is going to come from one scout. And feel free to chime in if you had a thought. Positional athlete doesn't function as an elite athlete. He should be a point guard based on his size, but he can't run an offense. Handicapped as a shooting guard because he can't shoot. He was 0-for-4 on threes one day, 1-for-3 the other day. He needs screens to create space, and his only scoring came on paint touch floaters. He can only go left. His strength is supposed to be defensively, but he's a switch matchup. Every bigger player that switched onto him scored. His comp, a poor man's Davion Mitchell from the Kings. And then this scout's final analysis. You ready for this, Hickey?
Oh, let's hear it.
He is not an NBA prospect. Yeah. And who knows, maybe he becomes Patrick Beverly, right? That'd be good. Without the yelling and cursing and stupidity?
I was going to say, minus some of the antics, sure.
You ready for the other scouts' information? Much shorter.
Okay, yeah, let's hear it.
If the Lakers don't draft him, I don't think anyone will draft him. Teams would... I'm not finished. Teams would want him on a two-way, and I don't think Clutch would want that. That's the agency, his dad's... Well, not his dad's agency. I'm not supposed to say that. It's his dad's friend's agency, Rich Paul. That's it. There's a scouting report, Hickey. There it goes.
Wow. I respect and appreciate the honesty because it has, I will say, the Bronny coverage these last few weeks has gotten a little out of control.
You mean positively?
Yes. And just like the fact that they're talking about him, honestly, is pretty ridiculous. So, look, I'm not rooting against the kid, but I am rooting for fairness in a way of just like, you get drafted based on how well you play, not who you know. And clearly, right, I mean, we all are thinking why Bronny right now is in the draft and why he's even being talked about. And at least it's refreshing to hear a two scouts, clearly unbiased, call like it is. The guy is not an NBA prospect and should not be in the draft.
You know what gets me? And even hearing it from like LeBron, and I've heard it a lot, You know, here. And God bless him. We'll probably talk to him here sooner than later. I heard Rip Hamilton earlier today talking about LeBron. And I've heard other people talk about the situation. And people who aren't NBA players and other people, there's a lot of folks, whether it's social media, who have taken the approach of, yeah, he's just a kid. He's just a kid. He's a kid. Why are you killing this kid's dreams? Or why this? And in my brain, I'm going, okay, a kid? He's a grown man making a decision. So at what point is he not a kid, and at what point is he not open to criticism? Like, at what point? He is an NBA draft prospect, okay? If he was somebody else coming out of college, it don't matter who it is. He's up for criticism. I mean, we got NFL players who just got drafted a month ago that these dudes get tore apart. Hands are too small. He's not going to be good on the next level. He doesn't have elite athleticism. He's this and that. He doesn't pay attention. Nobody says, why are we so critical of those kids? Why, when it comes to Bronny James, is it, well, we know why. It's because it's LeBron's son. Like, can we separate the two? I have the ability to look at LeBron James and look at his kid and just go, well, yeah, from what I've seen and what the numbers say, he's not that good. Oh, you can't take a crap on a kid's dreams and look at all the grown men beating up on a kid. Like, yeah, don't do it if you can't stand it. That's just the facts. Okay? Anybody who has a public position, has a public platform, and decides to share their opinions publicly, guess what you do? You open yourself up for criticism. And when you enter into a business that's worth $10 billion and you want to make millions and this is your dream, you open yourself up to criticism. Now, is there some of this criticism that goes too far? Yes, absolutely. With a lot of people. We got a lot of stupid people saying stupid things all over the damn place. But in the case of Bronny James, like, hey, it came out of LeBron's own mouth. We've heard it from Bronny. This is his dream. Great. He's opened himself up for criticism because he's LeBron's son. And if he wasn't, nobody would even care in the first place. So everybody, the critics of him who are overdoing it, the people who are overprotective of him, get over it. It's life. It's tough. It sucks. People have opinions. And if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. There's other words that I can use, but I'd get in trouble. And who wants to get in trouble over Memorial Day weekend? You want to wait until... Hickey, you getting into any trouble over the weekend?
Oh, no, no, no.
No?
No, I'll be on my best behavior.
Oh, tell everybody, when will you be on air?
Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here, Infinity Sports Network.
So you'll save your trouble for Monday?
Yes, yes. Although I'll still be working on Monday as well, so I really can't get in too much trouble. Then we could really be in trouble here.
Are you doing the show on Monday?
I am not.
No?
Old friend, David Shepard.
Oh, Shep is doing the show.
Shep in the building.
Oh, so what do? You're producing?
I am producing for Shep.
Oh, okay. All right, good. Y'all have fun.
We got a lot of trouble to be had.
With him?
Oh, yeah.
We have to talk to Shep. When we get to the finals, let's talk to Shep, okay?
Well, he might be coaching by then, so a little worried about his schedule.
Coaching who?
Well, the Lakers job's open, and I saw a report that said that the job will be determined by the interview. Oh, yeah. I assume Shep will interview well, and now the Cavs job is open. So the jobs are just rolling in for him right now.
So if the Lakers job was easy, because I guess LeBron is there, you just carry his bags? Is that how that works?
I bellhop, right? Carry the bags, make sure the plane's fueled up.
That's why J.J. Redick took the job?
Seems like it. Podcast partner, you know, helps who you know.
I wonder if this was just all happenstance. Like, is J.J. Redick... Is he like, does he have like super villain, like, what would you call it? Intuition? Did he say in the back of his head, maybe in the frontal part of his brain, I'm going to buddy up with LeBron just to see if I could mooch off of him? Like that, not just because of the podcast, but he had to be thinking that, right, Hickey? Not knowing maybe that the coaching job would become available?
I was going to suggest the other way around. Do you think LeBron started this pod to kind of, in a way, indirectly put J.J. Redick through a months-long interview?
He's vetting him.
LeBron has been known, right, to be very calculated, thinks things out. Like, he doesn't really do anything on a whim. I could see him, you know, playing 3D chess here, starting a podcast innocently with a friend who loves to talk ball and J.J. Redick when the season's, you know, kind of not going great for the Lakers at the time and talking ball, talking scheme, and now all of a sudden the job is open and now he's a candidate.
Man, this is manipulation on another level, if that's the case. I'm going to sit down with this guy and do a show to run him through a months-long interview? Okay. That's one way to get your next head coach, right? Well, I don't want nobody like that around me. Master manipulators. Hey, good luck to LeBron and good luck to J.J. Redick. Hey, Bill Ryder told us that it's not done. Things could change, but it looks like J.J. Redick might, in strong might, be the next head coach of the Lakers, which I think is Lakers are always interesting. Always give you a story. Let's put it that way. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. If you got a story, then knock yourself out. Call me up. On the other side of the break, I got a story too. The NCAA is in trouble. What else is new? They got to pay a lot of people a lot of money. We'll talk about it. The JR Sport Brief Show, Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Uh-oh. The Puff Daddy track. Hick, you know what's crazy? Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, whatever the hell his name is. This man made all this feel-good music. And behind the scenes, he was making people feel bad. It's crazy.
Yeah, very sad, and unfortunately, he's not the only one.
You're right, he's not. I've been hearing stuff since I was a kid.
Really?
Oh, yeah, about him? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, growing up in New York and family in Harlem, and yeah, I've been hearing stuff about him for a long time. And when I got older, I would hear things about him from people who knew him. And yeah. Yeah. And you know what's crazy? This is the ultimate troll. Did you hear that 50 Cent like has the rights to a documentary on Puff Daddy? Did you hear about that?
No.
50 Cent has a whole documentary about this, him and his situations. Like, that's crazy. That's wild.
What do you mean he has, like, the rights on it? Like, can he make his own?
No, 50 Cent is doing a whole documentary. I don't know what it's called. Let's just say Diddy did it, right?
It's not a bad name.
Or did he do it? I don't know. Whatever it is, it's he has a documentary that 50 Cent is producing about him.
Wow.
Like, that's the ultimate troll. And I think it's scheduled to be on Netflix, if I saw correctly.
That will be watched by many folk.
That's like Derek Jeter saying, you already know, you already know where I'm going with this. That's like if Derek Jeter said, I'm going to produce a documentary about Alex Rodriguez and sold it to ESPN. Like, that's what this is. That's what this is. This is crazy. Wild stuff. Oh, man. Anyway, whatever you do over the Memorial Day weekend, the holiday, just stay safe, okay? And by the, don't do anything to hurt anybody else. Just don't do that. Yeah, simple JR wisdom. Don't do a Diddy. Don't be like Diddy. Don't do none of that. Anyway, speaking of taking advantage of people, I remember as recently as like 4 years ago, I would sit here or stand on a radio and I would say that the NCAA is full of crap. 4 years ago, full of it. That this idea that they're student athletes and they don't deserve money, I would have people calling me up from every inch and corner of the country telling me the athletes need to be happy that they're getting an education. The athletes don't need money. I'm like, what world are we living in? I got no problem in saying that this was modern slavery, the way it had this set up. People, oh no, he said that. Oh no. Come on now. All of that has been peeled back in a massive mess via NIL. Okay? And so now the athletes can make money and now nobody complains anymore. The athletes need to be happy that they're getting an education. That's an even trade-off. No, it's not. In a damn place that everything. Well, there are plenty of places. Nobody should work without getting paid, okay? Unless this is like an internship that is setting you up for future work and experience. You work, you get paid. That's just what it is. And the last time I looked, even stopping someone from making money is a ruse. It's a sham. So you probably know this. If not, listen up. The NCAA, after being sued by Congress, amongst other folks, they've agreed to a $2.8 billion settlement. That's back pay for I don't even know how many student athletes, and I don't know how much folks are going to get and all the legalese of it. But they're basically paying these athletes and settling before they get sued some more and go bankrupt. They have every conference has had to vote on this, and almost every conference is going to have to say yes to this because they all will go bankrupt. You better pay out now before the bill goes up. And what this means is if you're going to give people back pay, you're going to have to pay people into the future. Like, we are looking at a future revenue sharing model when it comes down to the NCAA. Yeah, the student athletes aren't just going to get NIL deals from your local car dealership or some shyster down the block who's going to rob you. Hi, Jaden Rashada. But they're going to get money from the schools eventually. How long is it going to take? How many lawyers and legal wrangling? We'll see. But all that nonsense about amateurism, throw that out the window. It's done. It's over. It's a wrap. Listen to this. This is from WRAL. It's a report of the ACC saying, yeah, we're part of this proposal. We got to pay some money back.
The Atlantic Coast Conference voted to accept a multi-billion-dollar settlement from the NCAA to pay student athletes last night. The proposed settlement would pay former student athletes who did not benefit from the name, image, and likeness, that NIL ruling, since 2016. It also includes a new revenue sharing system that will require schools to commit $20 million per year for 10 years to pay student athletes directly.
Uh-huh. Good. Good. They've robbed the athletes for too long, student athletes. What a sham. I wonder if it's too late for me to walk on. Hickey, if you had a choice of playing somewhere for somebody right now, what would you do? Nowhere, huh?
Yeah.
Damn.
Nowhere.
Damn, wow. Damn. Mate, Belletti.
Yo.
The college athletes are going to make money from the school now. If you had to go play somewhere, where would you go?
I have no idea.
None?
No. Who's paying me the most? There. That's where I want to go.
Duke?
Sure, whatever. I have no...
Football? Baseball?
I have no affiliation to any of this. You want to pay me? I'm in. That I don't care about, but school itself.
You just here for hire? Is that how it works?
Yes. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
You have limits?
Man.
Oh, wow.
We could probably push some of those.
Hey, listen, it's a busy weekend. If you want to find work, I'm sure you could, okay? Yeah, a lot of people outside do a lot of strange things, okay?
Wild
stuff. Anyway. The JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm trying to understand if I can get myself a... The track guys, they're not going to make money. I got to play football or basketball, right?
You know, I don't know because they didn't really explain that. And that's the can of worms that we've been talking about for a while. Like, who gets the money?
It got to be the football and the basketball play. Football, basketball, baseball, in that order.
Right, but is there a level where it's, we've made this much revenue, so once you reach X amount of dollars, now the revenue is there, so we can now start paying people? Or is it the second you're in, you know what I mean? Like, is it, do you have to be in the, if you're in the red? If you play lacrosse, is your school in the red so they don't have to pay you? Or is it because they don't make enough money and enough profit, they don't have to pay, or do they automatically have to give you a percentage? I don't know. I didn't get the full details.
I don't think that's a good point. I don't think they have that part figured out yet. But you would figure every person that participates in the athletics program has to make some money. And you can't have the lacrosse team, unless you're in the Mid-Atlantic and they're a great team.
Right.
But as an overall, like the football and basketball team, they should get a lion's share of the money, right? You can't do that.
Again, I don't know. Is it every player gets the same thing too? Like, does the star athlete get more?
I think that's where it comes down to NIL. Not that I've thought this through. I'm thinking this through while I'm here on the air. And Hickey, feel free to jump in. I think if you're on the team, on the basketball team, everybody should make the most money, the same amount of money, right? Let's just use basketball team and short, smaller roster.
Okay.
Everybody should make the same amount of money however they decide to divvy it up. Because naturally, these kids, they're still going to be able to make NIL money. And so, I mean, if I'm at the end of the bench, am I going to make the amount of money as the star? Hell no. I'd be lucky if maybe I have an NIL deal, but at least I get something for being on the team. And the star player is going to make buckets of money anyway. Is that not fair?
I like that, but again, it opens up the same thing, though. So, okay, so basketball, it's a smaller roster, and then you got the NIL, so the top guy is still going to make the money. Football, gigantic roster. Is everyone going to get that same tiny piece, and then only four or five or however many guys are going to get the NILs to make the money? Is that fair? You go into the other sports. I mean, field hockey. I don't know how many NIL deals are out there for that. So nothing. Are they just getting the tiny little piece, and that's it?
Yes.
And I don't know. Is all that fair? I mean, a lot of that seems fair to me, but I don't know how they figure it out. And then the school could look at it and go, yeah, but I can't afford to give this piece, whatever it is. I don't know what the percentage is, too. Like, is it flat?
Is it
the same 2% that the basketball player gets, the field hockey player gets?
Is it that difficult to determine, you know, what programs are actually revenue generating? I mean, they have the stats and the numbers, so I assume it's like any other business. Hey, football, basketball is generating the most. This is what the pot says. This is the percentage that came from here. And this is how it's going to get split up.
You're right. The only thing that opens up too, and again, it may be unfortunate in the way of the world, but if it's run like a business and it's revenue generated and it's money, well, you know what? You don't have a field hockey team anymore. You don't have this other team anymore. You don't have swimming at this school anymore because it doesn't generate the revenue. And if we're paying you, now we're losing money. Sorry, you're out.
Nah, you can still finance to keep them rolling, but just like any other expense.
And like every other business, when expenses become something that they don't like, they cut. Again, we open up a can of worms.
You're killing the swimming team.
Am I the only one that sees this, though? I mean, it's not like I would do it, but every company is the same way, right?
I think that, man, there are so many other things in the country that people are upset about. Like, if I put on a skirt, would they let me play basketball? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I think people are more upset about that. I don't even think they would. They don't want. I don't think the teams, the schools. I don't think they want that smoke. I don't think they want that fire.
Yeah, PR like, goes a long way until it comes down to your pocket and the whoever it is that's the board of trustees is losing money.
I don't know, man. That'd be such a fight. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, they cut swimming. Oh my, I could see the riots on TV and on my internet. Now, oh man, we don't need that.
Again, not arguing with you, nor am I advocating for cutting these programs. I just know the way of the world, and whenever it comes down to and there's money involved, if you're not making enough money and there's no reason to generate more money from what you're giving me, yeah. I'm going to cut your ass because it's taking money out of my pocket. That's the American way. We could discuss a lot of things. That one, to me, hard-pressed to convince me otherwise. The American way is I'm going to make sure I get paid. You can get yours as long as I get mine for the people that are at the top. And if they're not getting the same amount, someone's losing money, and it ain't them.
Hickey, you see like chops for some of these athletic programs when they got to start paying the athletes?
I hope we're not talking about that, and that could be an unintended consequence because it really does open Pandora's box of who gets paid, and if everyone's getting paid, like, here's another one for you. Like, some schools have more sports than others. Now, right. Some schools have 30 sports, some schools have 14 sports. So if the school of 14 sports, if you're only paying 14 teams worth of athletes, and now all that money's left over, you in theory have a competitive advantage, right? Because you can now offer recruits more money because you got basically half the pot available compared to other schools with more athletes. It's, to me, fascinating. I would assume it's probably going to, like, I don't think the structure will change in the sense of, like, whoever's getting paid now with NIL, I'm assuming it's going to stay the same, except instead of coming from boosters or a collective, it comes from the school directly.
Mm.
That's my guess on how this looks. Like, I don't think we're going to see a paycheck for, you know, every player and every team. The ones getting paid, it just, I think the source is different more than where the money comes from.
Well, every player got to get paid. This is going to come from the school.
Right, but why do they have to get paid?
Well, they are. You don't think...
Saying like, well, like if you're the 10th person on the field hockey team,
right?
Why do you have to get paid? You got a scholarship or a partial scholarship. Why?
I think that goes against what they're doing.
But isn't this like? I guess it's more like eliminating amateurism, right? So now you're basically
correct.
Not mm-hmm. stopping athletes from making money. I don't think you're forced to give players that weren't making money before money now just because everyone else is making it, right?
If it's generating revenue, if it's making money, then they deserve a share.
I agree, but some sports don't have that, right?
The 15th guy on the New York Knicks that we've never heard of, he getting a check?
Well, it's a professional sport.
It doesn't happen.
And that's what this has now kind of become.
Yes. Yeah.
That's, again, we've opened up a box that it's not that a bad thing. I'm glad that they're getting paid. It's not like I'm sitting here advocating for let's go back to an education and that's it. That's nonsense. Everyone should get paid. It just makes it complicated as to how and who and what.
Yeah. You got to split the money. Even that bum on the lacrosse team that doesn't play, like, you got to give this dude $500, $1,000 a year or a semester. I don't know. Nobody knows.
It becomes like a job in the fact of we all have people at the job, not going to point fingers, that don't do a lot, that don't really carry their weight. They still get paid.
Why are you looking at me?
Well, I'm not looking at you, man. I'm just, you know, point fingers. So that's what I'm saying. So there's got to be, and then they don't have as much responsibility. They still get a check. Yeah. Everybody gets paid to do something, whatever it is, however good or bad or incompetent mm-hmm. you are or great at it, whatever it is.
Look.
It's who, what, when.
The person at the bookstore for the school, they get paid, right? I mean, the student who works with the registrar, that student gets paid. Like, everybody gets paid. And so how could you not have an athlete, even if he's a walk-on bum and never plays, and he's the, you know, 65th, 70th, 70th, whatever guy on the team? He got to get something. He got to get a taste. It may buy him lunch. I don't know. It's tricky. As wild as it is, it's progress, I think, because they've been getting robbed for a long, long time. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. I'll take your calls before we roll out. This is going to be my last show before we hit the holiday, and then I'll go ahead and share with you something that took place this day in sports history.
The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So, get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians is now streaming on Hulu.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch's sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Boston leading Indiana 82-71 in the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals. And then on the hockey side of things, the Oilers are leading the Stars 2-1 in the second period. Thank you, Marco Belletti, for sharing. Anyway, 855-212-4227. Y'all won't hear me again until Tuesday. Let's get to the phones. Tell you about something that happened this day in sports history. And then, I don't know, get ready for the weekend. Lou is calling from San Diego. You are on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Lou?
Hey, how you doing, JR? First of all, I want to thank you for taking my call. And sure. I want to say happy Veterans Day to all the vets out there.
Memorial Day.
Yes, sir. All those who made that possible.
Yeah,
probably hobby. Are no longer with us, and there's a very few remaining, but we owe them a lot.
Yes.
Anyway, I wanted to say the Fab Five, if the NCAA is trying, not necessarily back pay, but I think that they, I'm not sure, maybe you know that something I don't know, because they were taking, they took away all the titles, all the wins, and how much revenue did the Fab Five did not create for the NCAA.
Yeah, I don't think so. A couple of weeks ago, we spoke to Chris Webber. Chris Webber was right here on the show. I don't think they're gonna quote unquote get their just due. I don't think that the NCAA is gonna dig that deep and say, you know what? Well, we need to give Chris Webber and Juwan Howard this much money and Rose give them this much money. I don't think we're gonna wake up and see Reggie Bush end up with a big old check. I mean, we can go down the list of big names. I'm sure. Like royalties, I think a lot of the athletes are going to get a small check, which may be considered a pittance, and it's going to be, hey, this is the settlement, this is what we agreed to, hey, take the money and go away. So, hey, are they going to reinstate the Fab Five's victories? I'm not so sure. Is Chris Webber and all these other guys, Jimmy King, are they going to get checks? I don't think so, Lou. And if it is, it's going to be small. I appreciate you for calling.
If they don't get money.
Hey, Lou, go ahead quickly. Hurry.
Yeah, if they don't get money, at least give them what they are rightfully theirs. They won those games.
Let me tell you something. Chris Webber said, hey, the people that matter to me are the fans. They love me. They appreciate me. And that's good enough for Chris Webber. Thank you, Lou, for calling from San Diego. Hey, what's going on in history?
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
On this day, May 23rd, 2021, Phil Mickelson, he becomes the oldest man. By two strokes, he won the PGA Championship, 50 years old. Take a listen, courtesy of CBS Sports.
Here it is, biggest moment of a legendary career. Phil defeats Father Time.
50 years, 11 months, 7 days. You are the oldest major champion in history.
I mean, this is just an incredible feeling because I just believed that it was possible, but yet everything was saying it wasn't. And I hope that others find that inspiration. It might take a little extra work, a little bit harder effort to maintain physically or maintain the skills, but gosh, is it worth it in the end? And I'm so appreciative to be holding this Wanamaker trophy.
Yeah, there's hope for broken body Tiger Woods. Not really. But there is some still. Well, he won his gold jacket, green jacket, excuse me, in 2019. There's so many jackets and awards, I'm confusing them. Anyway, Hickey, have a great weekend, okay?
Are you too. Don't get in any trouble, right?
I'm not a Kansas City Chief. No trouble for me. I'll be back on Tuesday. Hickey, tell them where to listen to you again.
Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here, Infinity Sports Network. Cancel your Sunday plans.
Yeah, listen to Hickey. The JR Sport Brief Show is done. I'll be back on Tuesday. Listen to Hickey. Don't move here. The Infinity Sports Network. Bart Winkler is coming up next. Y'all be safe over the Memorial Day weekend. And thank you to everybody. Much love to folks who serve. Thank you. Peace out. Bye.